For the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
I guess we should pity the man in this world who must use the earth for a bed. And I guess we should pity the man who must toil from dawn till dusk for his bread. But these can be rich if they have contentment, sharing God's salvation plan.
Doctor or lawyer, traveler or merchant, a one studies the book of Revelation and the end times, we can clearly see that God is, through his word, is trying to reach his people and showing them the signs of the end times and of his soon coming back. It is very clear that God's intentions are for his child to understand and see the situation of this planet Earth and how things will unfold. The Bible teaches us that we are not in darkness, but we are in the light. So we have to operate as children of the light. One thing that truly catches my attention in the book of Revelation is how the bride of Christ is being presented. It is very clearly described that John the Apostle saw the beauty and the majesty of the bride of Christ and was so overcome that he fell at the feet of him that showed the bride to him and started to worship. This is how pure and holy and awesome the bride of Christ will be. Regardless how in disagreement we are today, there is a coming a day when God will unite us together and we will be blessed by one another's presence. We will rejoice with one another throughout eternity. Today, when we look at the body of Christ, we're so diverse. We are so in disunity. But that day will come to an end when our Creator and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will come back to set everything right. We need to understand that the hour is coming when we, the children of the living God, will truly become one with one another. Yes, that's an awesome, joyful hope for those who are saddened by what is happening in the Church of Jesus Christ. God will yet make things right. We, the bride of Christ, have been called to a commission, and that is to preach the gospel in all the world, to bring forth the word of God, to further the kingdom, to take from the powers of darkness as many as we possibly can and bring them into the light of Jesus Christ. That's the commission that God has given us. It tells us in Daniel chapter 12, verse 3, "And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness shall shine as the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book. Even to the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase." So we already see knowledge increasing. We, the children of God, need to take serious that if we bring many to righteousness, we will shine as the stars of heaven. And today I want to teach on the simplicity of bringing people into the righteousness of Christ. But before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I pray, O God, that you will anoint this message. You will open the hearts of those who are listening so that they'll see and understand and awaken to your voice, Lord. I thank you, O God, for the word of God and for the grace of God. I thank you that you're soon coming back for your bride. I ask you to bless us today in Jesus' name. Amen. In the book of Acts, we can see many examples on how the apostles were used by God to preach the word of God. Many were brought to the saving grace of Jesus Christ through preaching. Many were brought with signs and wonders and awesome miracles performed by the apostles. Yes, we can see and understand how the apostle Paul would debate for many days with religious peoples on the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. But there is one chapter in the book of Acts that really catches my attention, because when you study it, you can see the nature of a human being. In Acts chapter 10, we find Cornelius praying to God. And we have to understand that Cornelius was a soldier of the Roman army. And I will read a few scripture on what took place. It tells us in Acts chapter 10, verse 1, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man, and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. And he saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. This is very interesting. Cornelius the soldier is spending time in prayer. Then all of a sudden an angel of God appears unto him. And he calls his name Cornelius. Cornelius looks and sees the angel and he says, he was fearful. He says, What is it, Lord? What do you want? And the angel of God right away tells Cornelius, God sees what you're doing. He hears your prayers. He sees what you're doing. He sees that you're giving money to the poor. But then the angel of the Lord makes an astonishing statement. He tells Cornelius, Yes, you're doing these good things and you're praying to God, but there's something you have to do. He tells us in verse 5, Now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodges with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. This is very interesting. Here the angel of the Lord is telling a soldier by the name of Cornelius, God, you have God's attention. He sees your prayers. He sees your almsgiving. But there is something that you must do. And the people of this planet need to pay attention to that, because many are caught up in good deeds, praying to God and giving to the poor, helping the poor. Yes, this is the story here of a person who was pleasing to God in the things that he did. But there is something that was missing, and the people of this planet need to pay attention what is missing, because it is very, very important. Because regardless how good you are, regardless how you pray to God, regardless how you try to sacrifice yourself to God, there is something you have to do before you can become one with God and before you can enter into the kingdom of God and be accepted by Him. And I will tell you the rest of the story on what took place when Cornelius sent his soldier servant to call Simon Peter to come to him. Yes, he sent for Simon Peter at Joppa. And God dealt with Simon Peter and told him, there are people who are coming to get you. Now get ready and go with them and tell them of the saving grace that I have shown to you. And when one studies on how the Jews operated in the Old Testament, it was given to them a command that they could not entertain or go into the house of somebody who was of a different nation. For it tells us in Acts chapter 10, verse 28, And he said unto them, you know how, that it is unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come in unto one of another nation. But God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean. So here is the problem. Peter and the rest of the Jews were taught from a very young child that anybody who is not a Jew is unclean and you keep away from them. And now everything changes at the cross. Now God is telling Peter, there is nobody unclean. Everybody is worthy for the kingdom of God. You need to preach to everyone that is created. And now Peter continues to talk to Cornelius in verse 38. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believes in him shall receive remission of sin. This is awesome. This is incredible what the Apostle Peter is saying here. I will read it again, and we need to apply that to ourselves, for it tells us, and he commanded us to preach unto the people, to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. To him, who is him? To Jesus, give all the prophets witness that through Jesus' name, whosoever believes in him shall receive remission of sin. Yes, your sins shall be reversed. They shall completely be taken away if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation and for the forgiveness of your sin. This is what the Apostle Peter is telling Cornelius. Yes, Cornelius was a very good man. He prayed to the Lord God. He gave money to the poor. He was a very godly person. But the angel of the Lord came and spoke to him and said, God sees what you're doing, but there's something you have to do. Go and call Peter, and he will come and tell you what you must do to be saved. Peter came, explained to Cornelius what he had to do, and the rest is history. Cornelius could have told Peter, oh, I'm a godly person. I give money to the poor. I pray to God always. The angel of the Lord even told me that my God is sees that. And he could have gone about his way totally content in his deception of doing good. But he didn't. He listened to Peter, and he received the Lord Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. And him and his whole household were saved. This is an awesome story. This is an awesome true revelation of the power of the preaching of the gospel. How many people today are running to and fro in different religions, trying somehow to do good and please God? where it's as simple as turning in repentance to Jesus and asking him for your forgiveness. This is so clear and easy that a child can understand that. So I am speaking to people today who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. We do not have much time left. Jesus is calling your name. Give him your life and your heart, and you will rejoice with God throughout eternity. The Lord will open your heart to these awesome truths and make you a blessing. Amen.
We move along with time in our work and in our play. Just a fleeting moment, and it dawns another day. Days turn into seasons, summer heat and winter cold. But God keeps another time, so I am told. Can you see the clock from where you stand? Can you tell the hour by the pointing of the hand? Is fast approaching. There are shadows in the land. Can you see the clock from where you stand? I seem to know the season for the planting and the plow, but there's a greater harvest that's going on right now. Gathering wheat into the barn until the trumpet blows. Reaping will come to a close. Can you see the clock from where you stand? Can you tell the hour by the pointing of the hand? Night is fast approaching. Shadows in the land. Can you see the clock from where you stand? Can you see the clock from where you stand? Can you tell the hour by the pointing of the hand? Night is fast approaching. There are shadows.
When one studies the story of Cornelius and Peter in Acts chapter 10, you can very clearly see that God, even though he wants his people on this planet to live godly lives, it will not bring salvation to anyone. The proof is written right here that even though Cornelius was a very godly and devout person, he still had to send for Simon Peter, who showed him how to get saved. Simon Peter tells the disciples that Cornelius told him that an angel had come to his house and stood and said unto him, "Send men to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thine house shall be saved." And I want to speak to religious people today. For those of you who are trying through your religious exercises to gain entrance into the kingdom of God, for I personally believe in my heart, every person on this planet wants to go to heaven, especially those who are in religious systems. That's why they're caught up in religion. They somehow want to please God. But the problem is with many, many religious people, pride has overtaken them. They have become very good at keeping their religion, or they are in some high position in their religious system. Thus, when the gospel is preached to them, they somehow put it aside and reject it. But I have a question for you. What is more important to you, your religion or heaven? You have to make a choice here on this planet. You need to study the Word of God on how to get saved. You need to seek out the Spirit of God who will open your eyes to the way of salvation. Just like Cornelius had to be obedient and sent for Simon Peter, who then told him how to become born again. You, the religious person, will have to be obedient and start studying the Word of God or listen to somebody who says he knows that he's born again. You need to put aside your pride and listen, because your eternity is in the balance. Regardless how your forefathers left you messages in books on how to live godly, regardless what you have been taught, regardless what your background is, it will not be sufficient. When you enter into the presence of God, like in the days of Moses in the land of Egypt, the Lord God spoke to Moses and said, "Take the blood of a lamb and to put it on the doorposts of your house and over the door. And when I'll pass through during the night to kill the firstborn of Egypt, I will pass over you when I see the blood." This is why it's called Passover. So what will you do? Will you be obedient to scriptures? Will you read the Old Testament and figure out through the Old Testament how Israel had to bring a lamb's offering for their sin? Because if you don't, then you will have to spend eternity in the eternal lake of fire, regardless if you're a preacher and you've been preaching to people all your life, regardless what your position is in your religious system. If you do not have the blood of Jesus on you, then you cannot enter into the kingdom of God, because you are desperately wicked. You need to be cleansed from all your unrighteousness. And the only way that is done is when the blood of Jesus has been placed on your heart and you have been made pure and holy by the precious sacrifice that Jesus performed on the cross. So, this is a warning. We are fast running out of time. Jesus is about to come back for his bride. You need to turn to Jesus for your salvation. And when you do that, the Lord will open your heart to the truth, just like he opened the eyes of Cornelius. Yes, he is coming back soon. So give him your life and heart, and you will become a blessing to many. The Lord will bless you and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.